Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
What's the curse thing?
What's the curse thing?
Remove curse.
Remove.
Yeah, that was all the rage on the Telegram.
You're not supposed to read that, DM.
Huh?
All of our
cheating. Remove.
Did literally everybody pick that?
Actually, he leveled up before any of us, but then we started talking about remove curse, and he thought he might add that in.
Third level spell.
Is he actually picking that? Because I swear to God, I need to change my spell choice.
No, you haven't changed yours?
I'm not, crap.
I'm not taking that.
I was waiting for that.
Oh, no.
I've got a little bit of a surprise for you, though.
No, I don't have any third level spells. That's why I can't do it.
You really don't?
No, I'm eighth level, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, so you can't take remove curse.
Nope.
Should I really not take it?
No. We can both take it.
Okay.
No, I mean, also, we all could have taken it. I was just it was my worst metagaming when I heard that other people were taking it. I'm like, oh, man. So then if people can do that, I want to have something else useful. But
Add curse.
Yeah, complimentary. Something complimentary.
Can you add a negative curse?
I'm sure there's hex.
Make it a positive curse?
Yeah. No. But there's like, I mean, I know that one of the spells
dang,
that I could do was
that's
hex.
That's like a positive curse.
Dang, man.
That's what Rafina will say when she casts remove curse.
Dang.
Greg, you don't have any spells anyway, right?
No, I'm completely unmagical.
But not in your personality, Greg.
Aww. That's right. That's right. Magical Greg.
Y'all ready for this? Who wants to bet Greg is leveling up right now?
I can tell he is. He's got that look
in his
eyes.
He's picking his spells.
His frantic. Yeah. He's frantic. My eyes are darting all over the screen look. I'm not judging.
Is that what's going on? You are counting on me to be leveled up. I've got some bad news for you.
You're going to have to play the music again in 5 minutes, Eric.
Don't.
I'll pick one of my longer ones.
Oh, no!
Don't work well under pressure.
Oh, Greg.
It's okay.
No, I'm fine. I'm good to go.
All right.
You want this?
No, I don't. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
On PFD. PDF.
I've been accused of being too drawn out with my summaries, so I decided to take that to heart this week.
That was me. I was like, Eric, you have to stop.
Also, I'm writing this less than 30 minutes before we're set to start playing.
Oh.
The party met Vladimir Horngard, who hates Strahd and wants to see him suffer. Rafina gave him some eggs, which broke him. The blue dragon showed up with the skull of Argenvoss, which was placed in his tomb. A nice warm light appeared in the Tower of Argenvoss, told granting everyone some bonuses. Everyone leveled up. Footnote, except for Greg.
We could at least say except for Lank.
No, Greg, Lank's fine. No problem with Lank. He's right there. Johnny on the
it's
spot.
Like my birthday comes around and I don't get any older.
Yay!
What the hell?
It's a nice thing.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm getting to that point where it's like, yeah, let's stop the birthdays.
Stop leveling me up! You'd start taking away hit points once you get to a certain age. Anyway, so everyone is gathered around the back of the mansion. This warm beacon has lit up, shining forth across the land.
People are trying to sleep here.
It's Lank. He's laying down. Try to level up. I don't feel as strong as you guys look.
Lank hasn't slept for 48 hours. So
I know. Seriously. He's slept like for 2 hours. Poor leg.
Oh, yeah, good point. All right, automatic disadvantage on perception checks. But yeah, the revenants who were left of the Order of the Silver Dragon were whooshed away with this warm light, so you're left alone in the graveyard in the back. The mists have settled back in. Things are as dingy as they were before, but occasionally you get this warm light kind of wash over you as the beacon above rotates around.
Cool.
It is cool.
It is. So it cool. is cool. And are you going to give us anything to instigate? Like, what happened? Okay, that happened.
Right now, you're just, it's quiet. Woo! The Will mists says. Are swirling around you.
All right.
All your friends are gone.
That happened.
What do we do now?
Yeah. Wow. Good job, guys. Congratulations, all of you.
So as the mist is swirling around, you hear a shriek. Sounds like a woman shrieking from the other side of the mansion.
Oh, that's Esmeralda. Okay.
Oh, crap.
All right. Well, let's book it. I go. Do I roll initiative? What do we have to do?
No, it's okay.
I'm going to run.
You can go.
Go around the front. See what's going on.
You going through the house or around?
Whatever I think is the shortest way. At this point, Will is like, this house isn't haunted anymore because everyone just died. So that's weird. That sounds like
I mean, part
opposite,
of it's collapsed. But... You know there's a good route around the side.
Okay, well then let's do that.
Okay.
We'll go around the outside. I'll go around the outside.
Shouldn't we go around the side that doesn't have spiders?
Probably.
Wait, oh my god, you say that as I start to run away. I'm like, what?
Your heels dig into the ground.
Spiders, you say? No, what's the non-spidery route?
The spiders were on the south side of the building, but Will doesn't know that.
I'll run this way, the north side.
The non-spider route.
If so Flank's going that way, I'll follow him.
The communication will reveal that spiders are to the south, and so that will be avoided at most costs.
Most costs.
Roll 20. Please pass the rules. Nobody's going to know that reference.
Pass the rules.
Do you know that, what that is?
Father the Bride.
Yes! I love Greg. He always knows.
I was going to say, Greg will probably know what you're
Yay!
Talking about.
Would you please pass the rules? I love it so much.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but
it's
I remember that
so
line.
Good. It's so good, man.
Lank was heading north towards where you don't know if there are spiders.
Oh, sweet. Okay, well, I'm following him because if he's doing it, I'm like, well, he must know. I don't know why I think that, but...
No, I don't know why you would think that either. Come on, Will!
At least you're strong. I was going to say big and strong. You're small and strong, so I can follow you. And I'll fly away if I have
Completely
to.
Completely sleep deprived. Mostly dead. Although mostly dead, I'm still partially alive. All dead? Well, there's really only one thing you can do with all dead. Go through the pockets and look for loose change. Anyone? Anyone know what movie I'm going for there?
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, God!
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, there are no spiders, but there are some rodents of unusual size.
I don't believe they exist.
All right. So is everybody following Lank?
Yes.
Yeah?
Sure.
Cool. Oh, awesome.
Lank's the leader.
All right. You round the corner of the front of the mansion so that you get a clear view of where you had left Esmeralda with your two werewolf charges. You see Esmeralda just getting to her feet. It looked like she had maybe been knocked down or something like that. She seems to be bleeding.
Is she a werewolf now? God damn it.
You see a pile of rope. And you also see Nat still all tied up.
Oh, okay.
Guys!
And Nick is not there?
Nick is not there.
Can we see the footprints of where he is? Kitty! Kitty! Little kitty! Use your nose to see which way Nick went.
No, no, he went in there. I'll tell you where he went.
Oh, right.
Says Esmeralda.
Okay. I thought you were dead.
Yeah, we pretty much all assumed you were dead.
Welcome back from the dead.
Yeah, she points to the front of the mansion, and she says, he ran off into there. I caught him a glancing blow. He escaped from his bounds. Bounds? Bonds. He escaped from his bonds and bounded off towards the mansion.
Did he bite his bonds and then bite your butt?
It was bountiful.
No, but really, did he bite you? You're bleeding.
No, he dealt me a blow with his claws and then escaped.
Does that turn people into werewolves?
I certainly hope not. I don't feel particularly furry at this point, but...
I'm just staring at you, like...
At me?
At her. Will's just staring at her like, oh...
Well, the only thing in that mansion are...
Will's staring at her like, oh, spiders. He's a real dog pile on Will. He's torn! He's torn!
Get off of me!
Will, you're back!
He's worse than a werewolf. It's Will. Yes, he's back.
Quick, Nat, bite him.
Well,
so, yeah, so apparently Nick
ran into the house.
Well, there's only dead people and spiders in there, so that's not so bad.
Lank will run after him.
All right,
I'll run after Lank.
I kind of want to practice my spell and see if it works on Nat, but then it'll use it up.
You can use multiple. You can use the same spell multiple times.
Let me tell you, Eric, how the game works.
All right. Just
sorry.
Well, I'll say that I was planning on staying behind and probably doing what? It myself.
What?
I know.
What?
It's a new development.
Good thinking, Will. No one will see that coming.
Will, why don't you stay here and watch Nat and hold up the rear?
Okay. I will.
Is that a thing?
Will's like now averse to it because it wasn't his idea. Yeah. Somebody else is
How
telling
him. How dare you! I'm going to go fight the werewolf inside!
Nobody tells me what to do!
I was trying reverse psychology. You guys, I feel a special power coming on! I am going to go seek out Nick!
Woohoo! Link's already inside.
So is Rafina. It's her special power.
Yay!
Okay, I'm going back in. Whoosh.
All right, so I guess everybody but Will is going inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, you get into the foyer, the entrance hall. There are 6 doors leading off of this, as well as staircases leading upward. You see no visible sign of Nick. What would you like to do?
Can we smell him?
Yeah, if he's thumping up around, can we see footprints?
I mean, you don't notice any footprints on the ground, but why don't everybody make a perception check?
I have a booming 5 plus something useless. I'm sure.
I have a 16.
What is my perception?
To be verified on roll 20.
I have a total of 8.
At it right now.
Yeah, I have a total of 8.
Did you say 4, Alex?
Yeah, 4.
All right. Lank, you think you hear some fast-moving steps on the floor or floors above.
Everybody, listen. I think upstairs. Lank's going to run upstairs.
Tally-ho! And I follow him.
All right. So they're headed up to
She's saying that because she's inspired by Nick. She's hoping that if she says tally-ho, he'll answer because he'll be really excited.
Tally-ho! You're right! Tally-Nick!
Marco!
Marco! Nico.
All right, so they're headed up to the second floor. Will, you're there with Esmeralda and Nat on the ground.
Yeah.
Nat at this point is awake.
Yeah.
He looks sad.
Yeah.
And scared.
I'm going to kneel down next to him.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast... Remove Curse!
What?
Yes!
What?
This is such an unexpected development.
Yes. It's like, I feel like, like he's not even sure what he's doing because he's like, holy shit, wait a second. He's like figuring it out, like the lady with the equations going around her head.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's like, wait a second. And then he's going to like just lay his hands on him like, this is a nice spell. Holy shit.
Did you say that out loud?
Well, I think I do probably reassure him like, just wait a second. Just don't bite me.
I've turned to the light side of the force.
I will justify this by saying that I thought of the treasure in the cave and how we would be cursed if we removed it. So there are reasons otherwise that I would have picked remove curse. But as soon as I saw it, I was like, remove curse. so many uses, maybe, in Barovia, the land of curses.
A land that is known as being cursed,
yes,
in fact.
Yes, maybe I... can I just touch,
just
the,
touch
ground?
The ground?
Come on, let me curse! Touch the ground! Does it work? Oh my god, have I solved the game? Yes!
And that's the game, people.
Nice job, Will. High five.
Yay!
All right, so what does it describe to me, Will, removing curse?
It's not like it just like dissipates and floats. Like you see like a horrible thing that is in this kid. Like it come, it's like coming out in like wispy, smoky stuff. Mm-hmm. But instead of just dissipating and floating away, mm-hmm. it, like fucking goes into me or something like that, which sucks. I think that's, I mean, that's how, cause my magic comes from like an evil entity. So I feel like that's what happens. It's something, it can't just be good. It's like,
you have to eat it.
I have to, like, it's like something that hits me and it, you know, and I'm like, ow, that was great. You know what I mean? Like, or maybe I'm just not doing it right, but you know, because it's not this pure mm-hmm. cleansing magic for me. I think it's like Swirly Man's fucking with me. Like, hey, you want to remove the curse? Go right ahead. And it just punches me right in the face. Is it?
Got it. So you sort of suck this curse out of Nat before you. You see him yeah. change from boy form to hybrid form to full wolf form, back, like, sort of stuttering between them. He looks, he's kind of writhing and screaming and howling in pain.
Oh, no, it's terrible even for him. Oh, I'm sorry.
But you see this sort of energy being kind of ripped out from him, like, jerkily, like...
Yeah.
And with each one, it kind of slams into you in different points of your body.
Sweet. And then I'm scared because I think I'm a werewolf. Do I feel werewolfy? I know it doesn't, but...
You suddenly realize that you have this growth of hair above your lip. And your mustache is as full as it had ever been.
Oh, yes! That's not a bad thing! Woohoo! Oh, I'm so proud of myself. That's the reason I did it in the first place. Not for any
pretty much. Yeah.
just to get my mustache back.
It seems like a long shot, but I'm going to try something here. And Nat's like, thank you so much. Shut up, kid.
Combing my mustache. Perfect.
So yeah, he's kind of just laying there whimpering at this point. But you have a pretty good suspicion that you have saved him from this curse that has afflicted him.
Okay.
I would be more excited if I was there and knew that had happened. But
you don't.
I haven't the foggiest idea.
Nope.
I'm going to untie him.
Okay. The rest of the gang, you're headed up. When you go up the stairs, you can either choose to go north or south.
Was my perception sufficiently acute to discern whether we should go to the right or the left on the staircase?
No, you knew that was above you, but otherwise you're not too sure. Otherwise...
Well, shit.
Can we perceive again?
Sure, you can try. Go for it. It takes some time, so he might be getting further away from you.
Seven. Wait, how did you get 42?
I'm just that good.
Whoa, what does that even mean?
I just typed in 42.
All right, I got 10. Woody woo.
Are we the only ones trying to be perceptive?
Bathwick, are you being perceiving yet?
Perspicacious?
Nope. 4.
Okay.
Come on, people. Mike's too excited.
Yeah, the footsteps have faded away. Uh-oh. So... You don't hear anything now.
All right, well...
Rufina, could you go with Bath... Pick away. You and Bath, like, pick away.
Toward the spiders! Woohoo!
Oh, seriously? Okay. Light goes the other way.
Yes! All right.
Never been super fond of spiders, so thank you!
Where Bathwack went? He just jumped out of the castle.
He's on the second floor, the third floor?
Yes, you guys can now scroll up to the second image, which is the balconies above.
That's why he flew away. Okay.
Wait, we let Rufina go by herself?
No, he's coming with me. Aren't you, Bathwack? Bathwack, where are you?
He's on the other balcony.
Get your butt down here. I thought you were supposed to come with me. Link assigned you to me.
I wasn't trying to aside. I didn't want you on your own. Frankly, I didn't want Bathwack because I was afraid that Bathwack would just kill Nick outright.
Yeah.
If one of us wasn't with him.
That's very true.
We're getting the silent treatment here.
I've been a little distracted. Not very perceptive.
It's because
I'm kind of wandering around. I'm really curious about that sarcophagus down on the bottom floor.
Yes, we're looking for the werewolf.
You're not even looking for Nick. Okay.
Bethlehem's going back down the stairs. Just wandering.
Aw, poor Nick. That's like his idol. He doesn't even give a fuck.
Okay. But if we send the cat, the werewolf could kill the cat.
No, the cat would let him kill her.
Okay. Which one of us had...
Let's just go together really fast.
Yeah, let's go...
Agreed.
Yeah, let's sprint.
Here we go. Zoom!
Just moving their icons different places on the map. Where are you going? You've searched the whole castle! It's amazing!
Let's go down this southern passageway.
Okie doke.
All right. The end of it juts out over the spider room. So there's these big, pulsing spider bodies below you.
And no sign of a werewolf.
That's fascinating. We should get a few of those and use them as pack animals.
Later!
Nick here, let's keep going.
Got it, okay.
Wait, but did we see any sign of Nick?
The room on your... There's only one doorway off of this, which is to your left. It's kind of a ruined... Looks like maybe a bed chamber or something like that. It looks empty. Most of it juts out over into nothing as well.
Any signs of disturbance at all?
It looks very disturbed in general. You know,
recent
all,
disturbance.
Not that you can tell. There's no real exit from here, and nowhere really to hide. So you don't think that he's
okay.
In there.
Then okay. Let's go up here?
Did we go down here yet? Boop.
All right, so you guys are all split up.
That's just up to the next. That's up to the next floor, isn't it?
No, I wasn't going up. I was just going to the end of that hallway.
Oh, okay.
But we don't see anything there.
What, is this a door that lanks in front of here?
There is a doorway in the hallway there.
All right.
You gonna open that up?
Yes, please.
All right. You open that up. Again, it's kind of similar to the other room. Kind of ruined. You know, half of it's gone. Maybe another bedroom.
No more talking. Let's go.
And nowhere to hide.
Not that you can really tell.
All right.
So Rufina's icon is really like zipping around square by square.
Oh wait, kind of randomly. What about these doors? These doors here.
Well, let's see what Bathwack's doing. What's Bathwack doing?
I'm in the north corridor. There's an opening in the wall to the east. I don't know what that is.
Okay. Yes, it's a door. It is an open door. So you open that up. This looks like a sleeping chamber. Hmm. Two beds with a torn canopy stand against opposite walls with a tattered rug lying on the floor between them. Set into the far wall is a fireplace black with soot. A soft hiss issues from the hearth.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh, did he just burn up in the fire? Wait, I'm not there. I can't even be dumb.
So someone was here recently. No?
I can't even be dumb. Someone was here recently. Well, those dead people were there recently.
Why would the dead people, I know I'm not there, but why would the dead people light a fire, and sleep in torn canopy beds? That seems like unnecessary for their level of life.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
All right.
I will wonder these things when I get there.
No, Nick, I'll move to the, continue up the hallway to the intersection.
Got it.
And I don't know if they'll catch up with me or not, but.
Well, we just opened another door.
Well, I'm going west.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll let Bathwack open another door. Are you going to open that door down there?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you open that up to reveal a circular room. It's littered with the wreckage of ancient bunk beds. Five dirt cake windows allow precious little light to enter, and between them are four empty armor stands. Empty torch sconces line the wall.
No, Nick?
Not apparently.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give the room a quick search.
All right. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Oh, we're getting there. 10.
Poor Bathwack.
No sign of Nick in this room.
Okay. I mean, he's werewolf-sized, so presumably.
He can't hide in an empty sconce.
Hide in an empty room. Yeah.
Okay. Will, You have cut Nat free.
Okay.
And having freed him from this curse, he seems like he's very shaken, but he clutches onto you dearly.
Oh, crap. Oh, crap. All right. Well.
Do you say that out loud?
I think Will has a little, he has a little bit of a thing about kids. So, you know, he's going to be like, okay, but listen for screams of murder. Are they happening? You know, obviously I know because I hear the rest of this, so I...
Yeah, you haven't heard any screams of murder happening.
Okay.
You've heard Rafina shouting, which way are you going? That way? What's this way?
Maybe...
I'm not there, so I can't be dumb!
You hear Lank's voice echoing from inside the castle. It'd be great if someone figured out how to cure a werewolf and then told us about it. Because that'd be information we'd want to know. Bye, gum.
Bye, gum.
I can't remember what part of the world I'm from, where I came from.
Folksy Lank. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Randomly Folksy Lank.
Yeah.
Only when I'm echoing.
I mean, I think it's hard because, like, Nick is an asset to the group as well. And since I'm pretty sure that the rest of the castle is probably not haunted and it's probably just nothing, except that he did say there were spiders in there, if I can try to avoid the spiders...
No one said there were spiders in there. Someone said there's a way you could go that you would encounter spiders.
All right. And I was in there already, and there weren't spiders where I was. So I could go in.
You walk right into the room with spiders.
Okay. He's still down there with the kid. He's going to be like, listen, you should not. You need to let me go because I need to go inside. And there's a werewolf in there. Not good for little kids. You don't want to be a werewolf again, right? I mean.
He shakes his head vehemently.
So just stay here. This lady's really a badass. Just stay here.
Or she's bleeding.
Wait, how bad is she? She seems okay. She seems okay?
She can hold herself together.
I'm assessing her.
I could have healed her. Shoot.
I cannot. I can't do anything else good.
Yeah, you think she'd be able to. Looks like she maybe got surprised and wouldn't.
And she has her wagon there still? Can I tuck her in the wagon? Can I tuck him
I
in
guess
the wagon?
The wagon is somewhat close, I think.
Right? Isn't it just there?
I don't think you hit it anywhere.
So I'm gonna open the wagon door. I don't know how much of this I can do in my turn.
It's okay.
But
we're not really in turn. So.
Open the wagon door, put him in there, and then Bernard is a what?
A bear.
I'm gonna say, Bernard, sit. Wait.
Bump. He plops down on his butt right outside the
wagon. Right outside the door. Mm-hmm. All right. And then I'm going to heroically run inside. It's a sacrifice that I'm willing to make.
All right. Oh, Will mincingly makes his way to the front door.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Cautiously pulls it open.
Right.
It takes about 20 minutes.
Sorry, guys. Everything's happened already.
All right. So Will is heading back in. Rafina and Lank.
We're speeding around.
Checking this door here, on the eastern wall.
Yeah.
Okay. You would run through there before on your way down.
Yeah.
From the top, and this is the upper level of a chapel. The chapel proper sits below.
Over the railing. Did he come in seeking spiritual guidance?
you don't see him supplicating before the altar below. No. No visible sign of him down there.
Okay, come on, let's go!
Do we know that Bathwack is all the way down here?
You don't know where Bathwack is right now.
Okay. I think we would just continue on this floor then, so...
I'm following you, Lank! Oh, wait, did we check this hallway down here by the stairs? He's not here? He's gonna be in a room, right? Is that what everyone seems to think?
Let's check this room.
Oh, yeah, this one.
All right. Rafina's just running past all the doors.
I have no idea where they are, but... Yeah, their little icons are just running down the hallway. They like circle this door, walk away, and then, check this door, and yeah, it's lovely.
It is very like a cartoon.
All right, so you open that door up,
Ooh, that looks a little nicer.
This is another, looks like a sleeping chamber. The contents of this room are draped in cobwebs.
Oh, never mind.
Between curtain windows stands a marble hearth with a sculpted mantelpiece, above which hangs a framed portrait of a handsome, well-dressed man with a wry smile and a thick mane of thistle-down hair. Opposite the fireplace is a large bed with a rotting mattress and wooden posts carved to resemble dragons. Across from the double door stands a tall wardrobe. Its doors stand closed. The only other piece of furniture is an overstuffed leather chair that faces the hearth.
Cozy.
Is there a butt print in the chair?
There's just a fart stain.
Is there any sign of recent recent disturbance?
Or a werewolf?
I mean, there's a lot of cobwebs draped throughout, you know, all along.
That don't look like they were torn recently by a werewolf.
You don't see any
werewolf.
Specific path or anything like that in this room through the cobwebs.
Okay. Should we go down this hallway then?
Yes! This door is open! Shouldn't we go through here because there are two more doors unless those are closets?
Well, hold on. Batwhack, as you're coming out into this hallway, you hear hurried footsteps back the way you had came.
Oh.
Sounds like the pitter-patter of little children.
Kind of.
Oh, creepy. Oh, God.
Oh, wait.
We're all right here. We're all... Hey, Bathwack!
And then all of a sudden, there, Rafina and Lank appear.
Oh, it's there.
Yes!
Little footsteps, because they're little.
We go straight between Bathwack's legs. And only then realize that he's standing there.
I love that.
Can I give you
a small sigh of relief?
Have you been in this room already, Bathwack?
Yeah, there's nothing in there.
Nothing in here?
I'm going to go to the one on the
eastern side. Should I look around as well? Can I do a perception check?
Yes, you can.
Oh, smart.
Well, we'll see how well I do first, but...
A 42 again?
Son of a bitch!
A six! You don't find Nick.
Aww.
If he's in here, and you just all have rolled badly, I'm going to be pissed.
He's holding a fern in front of himself. Batwack, you open up the door at the other end of the hallway. You reveal another circular room. It's similar to the one at the other end of the hallway. Tattered and faded drapes cover the windows here. Also empty torch sconces, broken bunk beds and arbor stands strewn on the floor. Both of these seem like maybe like knight's quarters or something like that.
What is with all these bunk beds in the castle? It's not very castle-y.
They're just like cute little like play school bunk beds. Yep, they're all made of plastic. Primary colors. This is not very castle-y.
These should be race car beds.
So is Nick in here like holding his hands over his eyes so that we can't see him?
He's just standing behind the door that you opened. Yeah, so no obvious sign of Nick in here either.
Well, that's it. That's the whole castle. He's gone.
Okay, wait. Let's listen again. Can we do another perception check?
Sure you can. Go ahead and roll those. Will, what are you doing?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm headed in.
Yep.
Oh, I'm listening again.
Ooh, he can listen!
Ooh,
yay!
I have 21.
Oh, Rafina's listening.
Woo-hoo!
Like I'm listening, but Rafina is listening.
Two ears, one mouth. Use them in proportion.
So you made it inside, Will.
I do? Okay.
Into the entrance hall.
Okay.
You hear footsteps up above of people running around. You catch a glimpse of Lank and Rafina disappearing back a hallway above.
Okay.
To the north.
That probably means I go up there, because I am not going to be by myself with a werewolf, even if it is Nick. I'm going to go up, try to make my way up to them. But I'm going to probably try to be quiet, because I don't want... I don't know if I have to roll stealth or something. I don't want him to catch... If he's down here... I mean, there's still sections that we apparently haven't checked down here because they're blacked off. If he's down here, I do not want him to eat me.
Okay. Yeah, you can make your way up there and roll a stealth check.
Stealth? Okay. Oh, crap. Okay. It is... 7. Oh no, I'm eaten. There's something else there. It doesn't even matter. I'm just eaten.
So you make your way in. The way that the door is weighted, it kind of slams closed behind you. And then nothing obvious happens, so you can make your way towards the stairs. And as you do, you hear a soft tapping at one of the doors in the southern end of this room.
Oh no. What? Oh no. The southern end?
The southern wall of this room. There's two sets of doors on the southern side of this room.
I'm going to
hear
ask,
some tapping on the doors.
I'm going to ask out of character, is it from the room where the spiders are?
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, I don't know that, so... Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, you do know that the spiders are there, right?
I don't know if I actually... I don't think
Will
I do. I was never... Remember, I was always staying behind because...
What?
What?
I thought that Bathwax said that there were spiders that direction.
I only told Link.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he did say spiders in that area, but I don't know if I would think that the spiders would be tapping on a door. So,
right.
If I'm being fair to the game, I doubt that I would know that that's a spider. Right. Oh, it might not be. You might just be fucking with us. It might be Nick playing a little.
It could be, actually.
Practicing his drums on the wall. Who knows?
That's what werewolves love to do.
Yeah. Teen Wolf 4. Back to the drums.
So what are you doing?
I was making my way up the stairs,
yep.
And I think when I hear that, I mean, I know that you said I saw Rafina and Lanko around the corner.
Upstairs, yes.
I'm going to call out and be like, guys, guys, I don't know if they hear me.
Well, okay. We're listening. We're listening.
Yeah,
like
they are listening.
Bofos.
All right.
I interrupt their listening of any footsteps. Sorry, guys. You just hear me yelling at you. Aww.
What did Alex roll? What did Bathwack roll on his perception?
13.
13. All right. Lank and Rafina, you think you might hear footsteps up above somewhere?
Above?
Very soft, like padding.
Did the ghosts make... Oh, no, they're all dead. They're all, like, yeah. Really dead.
Yeah. Actually dead.
They did make footsteps, though. But you would assume they're all gone.
Yeah, because we saw them. They all, like...
Yeah, unless there were some left behind that were like on the can or something like that when the gold light
that
flew
would be
through.
Unfortunate. Okay. Oh,
no. I made my revenants disappear.
Let's...
I made my revenants disappear.
Rafina, do you hear that?
What? No, yeah, I hear that.
Lang gives you a withering glare and then runs for the stairs.
As you start running, you hear Will call out whatever Will called out. I don't remember already.
Guys.
Guys.
Something like that.
Guys.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. We could just lean over the banister, couldn't we?
He's it right there.
Like
He's on the
ghost
landing.
Of Nick.
Oh, no. Oh.
I mean, not Nick. I said it again. Will. It's so sad that Will is dead now. He would have never come into the castle of his own will. He must be dead.
Yes, Will.
Yes, Will. Own
like,
Will.
Right here.
Will. Oh. Hi, Will.
Oh, hey, good. Yeah, okay. He's going to jerk a thumb back over his shoulder like, I'm hearing tapping sounds from over there, gesturing back towards that room.
Those doors.
Towards the doors.
Well, we're hearing it up above.
You guys, wait. Tapping noises, and we sound like we're hearing footsteps.
We're hearing footsteps. Yeah,
I can run upstairs if you guys want to run downstairs.
I want to be with a strong man. That's what Will says. No, I would never admit that.
I'll check upstairs, and if I don't find anything, I'll come back downstairs.
I'm going to come with you, Link.
No, Will needs help.
I have a special skill I want to try.
I mean, did we see...
Tally-ho!
Did we see Nick upstairs? Did we see him upstairs?
No, like, we just hear footsteps upstairs.
Well, footsteps. Like, I'm hearing tapping.
Yeah, I don't think tapping is the kind of activity a werewolf will... He's not a tapper.
Okay. Well, I'm going where you guys are going. Let's go.
Is anybody guarding the way out?
Did we leave a watch?
Esmeralda's out there.
Are we recording?
If Nick could get past her...
Are we recording?
If Nick could get past her and get in here, he may be able to get past her and get out of here.
That's true.
All right, let's investigate the downstairs first, then.
Okay.
If you say so.
All right. So, Will leads the way back to the door.
Yes! I am brave!
Are you going along, Bathwack?
I'm not sure I do.
Bathwack has this glassy look in his eyes, guys. I think he's thinking about something else. What did you say you were looking for before? Oh, you were interested in the sarcophagus. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, now that we're back in the castle, I'm just kind of curious.
I mean, Bathwack, do you want to stay there for a moment? We'll check this room and then come back up.
I'll walk around, near where we found Nick's head.
Will's
you
head.
Mean Will's head?
Yeah, Will's head. Will's head. Yeah.
We've got the Nick okay. Will
person. That was a Freudian
wait,
slip.
Maybe he's being attracted to that because it's a magical area.
Do I hear this? Do you actually say that? Do I hear that? Because nobody ever told me that my head was in there.
Yeah, I actually That's say true. That.
Yeah. What?
We'll explain later. It turned out to be fine.
What? What?
I said we'll explain later. It turned out to be fine.
Wait a second. What do you mean?
Yeah, so
my
I'm just gonna loop around back here and then I'll come down the stairs.
Wait a second. What do you mean, my head? What
Lang's
is going on?
Lang's
gonna
go down past Will and investigate.
I'm
the
just
tapping.
Staring up the stairs.
Yeah, well, your head's up here. We'll explain later.
How about explain right now? What are you talking about?
Follow
yeah,
Lang.
Bathwack has gone around the corner up there.
Oh my god! I think I'm gonna head. I was like. When he said that, I was starting to walk up the stairs again. So he starts walking up the stairs again as Lenka was back down, standing in the landing, just kind of looking up like, head? What?
And yeah, Bathwack's around the corner.
Right, great.
Link, there are spiders in here. Oh, wait, we saw them before.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so we knew this. We knew that they were going to be here. Why did we do this?
Because
of the tapping?
Somebody said that we didn't think that spiders would tap. I thought you said we didn't think spiders would tap.
Why would we want to go to a place where there's something tapping?
I think she said it wasn't the sound that a werewolf would be making in this
yes, correct.
Situation.
Oh. Well, that's, yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
What was tapping? Did they see it?
I don't know what they're doing yet, for sure.
Okay, I'm
we were in there! We can see the source
there.
Of tapping. Tell us, DM, the source of the tapping.
You gotta watch their little icons.
Since I have dark vision, I'll look in without committing myself because I don't like spiders, but...
Okay, so you can peek in. The room is full of light as it's mostly destroyed on the southern wall.
Oh, right.
So your
no roof.
Your,
okay.
your dark vision glows this bright green, and if you take off your
Ow!
Dark vision goggles, and you see that this room is filled with spiders. If you look down the wall at the other door, it looks like there was a spider kind of tapping at the door with one of its forelegs.
Ew.
Why would it do
but
that?
No sign of anything werewolf.
There's a really. Lot of there's a lot of places in here that you could investigate. There's ruined towers on the southern side of it.
He wants us to go in, darn it.
But there's lots of big spiders. They don't seem to be drawn towards anything moving around in here. They don't seem to be agitated.
Like Nick's been gone in game. He's been gone for less than a minute. So
are they undead.
They couldn't have like wrapped him up and eaten him already. So
it's
I,
doubtful.
If I don't see a giant lump of freshly sucked out web, I'm probably gonna put a pin in this and head back to investigate the footsteps.
Nick, I have sacred Nick. Oh my god, everyone is gonna be called Nick tonight. I apologize, Lank. I have this sacred flame that we could use to look quickly around the room. I bet it scares away the spiders so that it doesn't. They don't bother us.
Oh god.
Are we going to get caught in the webs?
Probably. Let's do something else.
I don't
Oh my god. That's amazing.
I mean, spiders that size, I have to imagine that their webs would be like good grip. So if Nick ran in here, he'd probably be encumbered by the webs. We could see him trying to struggle, hopefully. So I'm thinking let's go upstairs because I'd really rather not deal with all that. Because yeah. the other thing Excellent. Is, right now they seem fine, but if we piss them off, they might get pissed off. And I don't want to deal with that.
Okay, Link. I didn't like my idea. Let's do your thing.
No, it was a good idea. I like where you were going with it.
Rafina was just glad that she was there so she could be stupid.
Glad. Oh, God. Oh, that's too funny.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to, I guess, this staircase then.
That one. Okay. So yeah, there's two spiral staircases at the sort of entrance ends of the balconies, and you're indicating the northern one. So you're going to head that way. Do they push past you, Will? Because you're kind of standing on the landing.
If they push past me, I'll go along with them, and I'm looking
for
heads.
Oh, were you still there? I'm sorry, Will. I thought you went up after Bathwack.
No, he kind of was like at a loss because somebody's talking about his head, and everyone's talking about this head that I didn't know about. So he kind of he went up to the landing. As you guys went down, he went up to the landing and was just looking, waiting for an answer about his head, and he's very weirded out. So that's all he's been doing while you guys mm-hmm. had your discussion about the room.
Don't worry, Will. I didn't know anything about the head either.
Oh, okay, good. I don't know if that's actually good. But Yeah, I'm going to push along with them. I'll go along with them, but very cautiously, because I don't head the freaks. Yeah, that's okay. Weird.
While all this has been going on, what's Batdog been doing?
I'm going to open this. There's a door around the corner, I believe.
There is, yes. Sort of set in the wall. So you're heading around the loop.
Yeah, it's like opposite this curtain that's drawn across.
Yep. So there's these black velvet curtains that you and Lank had revealed
a couple episodes ago.
You open it up. It is a storage room. Rain water seeps through cracks in the ceiling and flows into a pool on the sagging wooden floor. Hmm. The pool fills about half the room. Bare stone shelves line the walls.
I'll just continue around, because what I really wanted to look at this head again.
Scared. Oh, God.
You're not there.
Wait, no, I am, though. I'm right there. He's right there. We're all right there.
Yeah, well, you know that Bathwack went that way. Do you follow him?
Well, if I know he went that way, yes, I'm going to kind of follow everybody, though. They're there.
Well, they're not going that way.
Oh, God.
They're going the other way. They're going towards the staircases on the western side of the building.
Come with us, Nick. Let's go.
Wait, are you talking to Will? Or Nick, who are you talking to?
Does Nick pop out to respond to that?
You'd think we'd find him by now, man. Everyone's saying his name. It's just me.
I think Will is kind of creeping along, watching where Bathwack's going, because he's like, wait, is he going to go look at the head? He has no idea, though. I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to creep along and look at what Bathwack's doing, but not too close, from afar, so I can still see where Lank and
you don't
want to
get
are.
A whiff of this cloaca.
Right.
Before Lank goes up the staircase, I'm turning to Will. Will, can you keep an eye on the landing in case Nick comes down the other staircase? Give a shout?
Yep. Yes.
Does he say it in that convincing voice?
It's not because he's sarcastically saying it. He's more like just distracted by this concept of his head being somewhere. So he's just
okay.
Like,
so
right.
His focus isn't there. Rafina, do you want to guard the landing?
I want to go up.
I can do it. He will says I'll do it. Yeah, sure. And then he goes back and kind of, but he's waffling between going by the stairs and looking at Bathwack. Just in that little area.
Okay. I'm going to run up. I'm assuming Rafina is also running up.
Here I come!
All right, so they're headed up. Bathwack, you're going to check out to see what's going on with the head again?
Well, so first I'm going to open the door behind me. Okay. Just because I'm here. So this is the door opposite the curtain that hides Will's head.
Yep. There's like sort of another diagonal wall. This looks like a bathroom. The room contains an iron tub and has wood paneling on the walls that rises to a height of 3 feet. Above the paneling, the walls are painted with a continuous faded mural of a mountainscape.
Aww.
Oh. All right, well, I'm going to go in there and close the door and use the bathroom and examine that mural.
Use the bathroom?
The first person in the history of D&D to use the bathroom.
Yay!
It was about time. I mean.
So Bathwack takes a shit in the tub.
There's no toilet?
No, it's a bathroom.
It's a room with a bath. That's
okay, well, he's taking a bath then. That's what he meant. Taking a bath.
I'll leave it to your imagination what exactly he does.
Yes, but for the listeners who are using your imagination, there is a tub in here. The end.
That's it.
And a mural.
Yep. Yep. So I am going to examine the mural, though. I don't know if I need to roll anything to search the room.
I mean, there's not very much to really search. Go ahead and roll just a straight intelligence check.
Oh, that always comes out really well.
Oh.
Sixth.
Okay. These are beautiful mountains.
He's
whoever
like,
did this was...
This toilet is really big, but I guess I'm going to go.
Yeah, it looks like a very well-made mural. A little old, but it's interesting how they were able to keep this continuous kind of 360 panorama thing going.
Yeah, I mean, how many people get to go to the bathroom in Argenfosthold?
Wow.
Yeah.
In the tub?
In the tub.
Probably not even the dragon guy either. Nobody ever did that.
It's just you and Strahd. Strahd did.
And Beth.
You notice something sitting on the bottom of the tub.
It's a bright red bloody turd.
Oh my god, that's terrible. Oh, he's ill. No wonder he's so rotten.
Right, exactly. You've discovered it.
We're gonna heal his diarrhea. He'll feel a lot better.
Remove turd spell.
Alright, Lank's up on the roof now.
And he jumps off.
Yep. And Greg jumps off the roof.
And Greg jumps off.
See, I think this whole campaign should be an ad for Imodium AD. That's what I think.
Oh, God.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.